From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush is expected to announce a new direction for U.S. policy in Iraq next week. And today, he continued making changes in his military and diplomatic lineup in advance of that announcement. There will be a new commander for U.S. forces, a new boss for U.S. intelligence, new ambassadors in Iraq and at the United Nations, and a new number two at the State Department. We'll take a look at the new intelligence chief in a few minutes. First, NPR's David Greene is watching all these changes from his perch at the White House. Welcome, David.
Hi, Michelle.
First up, do you know when the president will make this much-awaited Iraq policy speech?
Well, hasn't that been the big question? Finally, it looks like it's shaping up to be Wednesday, likely prime time. But I need to caution, we've gotten signals about this in the past, and they've been wrong. The White House says it's still not set yet. This has been a long process. We've been hearing about this speech for weeks. It was supposed to be before Christmas. Then it was postponed. White House officials by now are walking around the halls, and every time they run into a reporter, it's this exchange where you know the question's going to be, when is this thing going to happen? The White House says Mr. Bush is taking his time. He's talking to people. He spent time on the phone with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki yesterday. He's been talking to lawmakers. You know, one of the questions for the White House today was, are these real consultations, or has the president basically made up his mind, and they insist these are real consultations? He's still working on it.
David, we've also been hearing a lot about a proposed surge in troop levels there. Do we assume at this point that the president is going to say he is raising the troop levels in Iraq?
Well, it's certainly the indication we're getting from the Pentagon, the signal we're getting from the White House, and it might be perhaps 15,000 troops, maybe more, maybe less, to go in, help secure mostly Baghdad. You know, Mr. Bush last night, when he was meeting with the Chancellor of Germany, came out. He wouldn't speak about specific numbers, but he sure made it sound like he's thinking of sending more forces in with a new directive. Let's take a listen.
I'm in the process of making up my final decision as to what to recommend. What recommendations to accept. One thing is for certain, I will want to make sure that the mission is clear and specific and can be accomplished.
So if you're talking about a specific mission, the presumption is we're talking about some kind of troop increase.
And in the meantime, he's updating his lineup, starting on the military side.
Yeah, let's start with the military. We got an announcement from the Pentagon today that at U.S. Central Command, which is responsible for carrying out the war in Iraq and wars elsewhere in a very large region, General John Abizade will be out. Admiral William Fallon is in. And the top ground commander in Iraq, George Casey, is out. He'll become Army Chief of Staff. And David Petraeus is in as commander on the ground in Iraq. So a lot of changes.
And let's continue to tick through these changes, also at the highest levels of U.S. intelligence and diplomacy.
Right. Mr. Bush wants to move the National Intelligence Director, John Negroponte, to the State Department. He'll be a deputy to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, presumably spending a lot of time helping to shape Iraq policy. And Mike McConnell, the former director of the National Security Agency under President Bill Clinton, will be the new intelligence chief. And this list keeps on going. We're expecting the president, too, to replace Zalmay Khalilzad as U.S. ambassador to Iraq and send him to be ambassador up at the United Nations.
A lot of movement here. David, do you discern a pattern in all these changes?
Well, it seems to be a White House that's getting ready for a tough year, looking for someone like Negroponte, who has experience in the Cold War, to be ready to fight off criticism and sell the war. The president also got a new lawyer. He's going to be relieving Harriet Myers and bringing in someone else to be the White House counsel, presumably to fend off Democratic criticism on the legal front about the way the president has carried out this war. It was interesting, this big upheaval, but the White House tried to make it quiet. They did it on a day when all the news was up on Capitol Hill and the Democrats were taking over the new majorities.
Now, you mentioned Capitol Hill. The president had several senators in to visit him today to talk about Iraq in a closed-door session. Do you know anything about those conversations?
Well, one came out, Barack Obama of Illinois, a Democrat, and he said this. He was pretty tough with the president, offering his own view on the war.
I personally indicated that a escalation of troop levels in Iraq was a mistake and that we need a political accommodation rather than a military approach to the sectarian violence there.
A lot of Democrats are against this troop surge, Michelle, and we're going to learn a lot next week about whether there really is a new tone in Washington when the president makes this speech and the Democrats respond.
That's NPR's David Greene at the White House. Thank you, David.
My pleasure, Michelle.